With clashes still raging in northern Iraq, many people are leaving their homes while others are too scared to go back to the newly liberated regions, fearing retaliation from the ISIL. The displaced families, though, say they don't know how much longer they could take the difficult conditions at the refugee camps. Our correspondent Altaf Ahmed has visited one of these camps.
Mosul was once known as one of Iraq's most colorful cities. It was home to over a million Iraqis of different religions and ethnic backgrounds. But in June of 2014, the city these people knew as home turned into the main bastion of ISIL Takfiri terrorists. Up to 3,000 of the hundreds of thousands who were forced out of Mosul have since then taken this old cement factory as shelter. The compound lies north of the Kurdish capital city of Erbil and is now referred to as Baharka Camp. The director of the camp says the number of IDPs is still on the rise and the challenges keep getting more serious.
The sanitation projects in the camp are not good. Sanitation projects, the roads are muddy during the raining, and there are not enough assistance to the children here.
The children here have not attended school this year. The closest thing to a school they did get, however, is this friendly space. The aid workers here are themselves internally displaced persons.
The children have horrific memories. Some have witnessed the killing of their parents. Others are haunted by the sounds of gunfire and explosions. It's been very hard for us to pull these kids out of the dark wormhole they've fallen into.
We have relatives in Mosul. We don't want ISIL to slit their necks. This was the answer we got from many people who feared talking on camera, while distrust in the U.S.-led anti-ISIL coalition was evident in many others. Despite the strategic victory scored by the anti-ISIL forces in northern Iraq, the to-and-fro battles with ISIL there still prevent many of the people here from going back to their homes and to their normal lives, amid very scarce humanitarian aid and very fragile belief in the Western country's intent to defeat ISIL. The directors of the camp here tell Press TV they don't know how much longer these people could handle. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Baharka Camp, Erbil.